We do everything we can to live a happy life, to live a fulfilled life, to live a revealed life, on one hand. And on the other hand, we say, it isn't so. How silly can we be? This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Tao Healing Words. We have this dualistic attitude about ourselves. We want to be whole and perfect. We want to be beautiful. We want to be wonderful. We want to live our life in a grand and a marvelous way. And then we go right around and say, but it doesn't work. But it can't be done. We look at the pills the doctor gives us and we say, well, who needs pills anyhow? I'm not going to take them. We look at the positive thinking that our metaphysicians give us and we say, that's just a lot of poppycock. Positive thinking doesn't really work. We deny our very blessings every time we turn around. Oh, for me? You mean I'm going to have that? If it's for me? My goodness sakes, am I worthy of that? It's about time we change our attitude, change our way of looking at things, change our life, and realize that we are very wonderful people. We are very fantastic beings. We are divine. And we don't deserve anything, but our reality is this. Now, if I tell a little boy, you're a prince, and he says, oh, sure. Well, yeah, you're a prince. And he doesn't believe me. And he goes on acting like a normal child. And then along comes the state of some state, and they say to him, my boy, we've just done a test on you and found out that you are a prince. Yeah, my dad's always telling me that too. No. You are a prince. You're a prince of this special state. And the boy says, well, is that right? Yes. And with that prince state, you get many millions of dollars. You have a beautiful castle. You have a whole kingdom waiting for you. The king has just passed on, and you are ready to be coronated as the king, and you are. And the boy says, oh, really? My goodness. Well, now, is it true or is it false? Is it a wishful thought or is it reality? What makes it true in one way and not true in another? When his father tells him he's a prince, what makes it not true? And when some organization or some nation says he's a prince, what makes that true? We have all of these objects, all of these attitudes, all of these things given to us to consider. And what are we going to believe? Are we going to believe that we are really a prince? We are really a wonderful person? We are really whole and perfect. We are really worthy, beautiful, fantastic. If someone comes along and says, you've just won money in a lottery, you say, wow, I didn't even know I entered it. Well, you didn't. Your mother bought an extra ticket and has your name. Oh, fantastic, you know. But it really belongs to Mom. Well, no, it's yours. And you have no trouble whatsoever in believing it. It seems unrealistic. It seems unbelievable. But it is very believable from all points of view because it kind of falls into the area of logic. Much of the world does not fall in the area of logic. Much of the world does not because we live in a world of metaphysics, above the physics. We live in a world of thought. We live in the world of the law of cause and effect. We live in the world of our own way of thinking and our own way of being and our own way of doing. You have the opportunity, as I do, every day to say, I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me. I am independently wealthy. You can say that. You can say that, and you can say that, and you can say that. And you plant those seeds, and they come. This morning I was playing a little game, and I was walking my dog, and I was up on top of the mountain. And I was sitting there on the meditation bench, and I thought, I wonder where Rex is. I didn't see him, And then I looked around, and there I could see him in the distance. He was maybe, 100 yards away, or quite a distance. And so, in a gentle voice, no louder than this, I said, "Rex, come here now." And he turned his head, he got up, and he came to me and brought me the rabbit that he was carrying. And he walked right over to me. He listened to me without me speaking loudly or dominantly or in any other way, and he came. Well, you know, our lives are like that. We speak in a very gentle, subtle voice, and magic happens. And we speak loud and shout and holler and try to prove to ourselves that what we're saying is true, and it doesn't seem to work. But every time we, with sincerity and gentleness, firmness and definiteness, say, "Rex, come here," he gets up and comes over from whatever he's doing and stands by our side, no matter how far away, no matter how impossible it was for him to hear my voice at that distance, or to even know I was doing something at that distance. Because I am one as Rex, and he is one as me. I am one as the infinite, and the infinite is one as me. You and I, each of us, are one as the all. And all we have to do is gently speak our word, "I like me, I like me, I like me." And fall in love with yourself. Fall in love with the beautiful aspects of yourself. And just watch how doing this brings great results. And you'll be surprised. All of the riches of the kingdom, of your kingdom, for which you're a prince or princess, waiting to be showered upon you, are being showered upon you even without you knowing it. So make this claim for yourself today. "I like me. I am a prince. I am a princess. I am happy." Make these statements right now and watch them come true. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner to speak with you on anything that's in your mind, dial 1-619-478-5111, 1-619-478-5111. That's our corporate office. And tell whoever answers the phone, "I'd like to speak to a practitioner, please." And they will say, "May I help you?" And then you say, "I would like to reveal all the goodness in my world now." And they would say, "That's a good idea. Let's go for it." And they will discuss it with you and affirm it with you and reveal it with you. And you will enjoy that forevermore. It is done. Thanks for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We're here for you. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.